everybody. It's Anne-Marie Cook from Recording for the Blind and Dyslexic. And I wanted to tell you some exciting news, and that is that anything I talk about today, any products or any services, you'll be able to check out on our newly, I mean, as of July 1st, newly redesigned and easy-to-use website that will allow you to search books pretty much the way our librarians search now, so you'll be able to do a much more rigorous search. And the very best part of all is you'll be able to order your own books online. Yay! I know that's something we've been wanting to do for a long time. You've been sending emails, faxes, making phone calls to our customer services department. And, of course, you still can order books in all those ways. But with our brand new, what we're calling a customer hub, you can go in pretty much the way you go to Amazon or CD now and order, place an order, look for a book by title, by author, whatever you'd like to do. Order that book. If it's available in digital or analog, you can have your choice of those two. And you can also order hardware playback devices for Daisy Books or software playback devices for Daisy Books. And you can go to my account and check on the status of that order and find out when the book got shipped to you. So we're very excited. I invite you to try it out if you have your computers here at the convention and stop by booth 37, which is the RFB&D booth, to let me know how it's going. Okay. First, I want to just have you say hello to our president and CEO, who's joining me this afternoon, Dick Scribner. Dick, would you say hi to the gang? So, yay! And also joining me at the booth and holding down the fort while you all are up here is Donna Brown, our outreach director from our recording studio in Phoenix, Arizona. So please do come by and say hi. What we're showing at our booth number 37 is Daisy Hardware. We have several of the VisuAid products. We have the Victor Reader Classic, which, as you know, has a numeric keypad, a built-in speaker. It retails for $375. It recharges and instantly plays Daisy Books. It weighs about 2 pounds, so it is a desktop model, but it also is pretty schleppable. I commute with it personally, so I found it to be quite comfortable to handle. We also have the Victor Vibe, which is the, as I heard from Michelle, the CD, the Discman style MP3 player that's been converted to play Daisy Books. That is $219. And we also have the Telex Scholar, which was built from scratch by Telex to play Daisy Books. It retails for $249. The one I don't have with me is the PTR1 by Plexstor, and that is really great. It's as if you've not seen it before, it's essentially a miniature hard drive. And I know that technologically sophisticated folks like you would especially appreciate its features. It's the only unit that records Daisy format now. So if you have a whole bunch of audio tapes that readers have made for you over the years, for example, you want to consolidate all those tapes onto a CD in Daisy format, you can do that. With some software and some patch cord, you're good to go. If you want to record presentations, if you want to record the general sessions here at convention, or if you're recording this session, you want to put markers in between the speakers so you can go back to each one and then navigate through the CD like in Daisy format with the Daisy navigational styles, you can do that. So it's no wonder that the PTR1 is $895. But when you think about what it does, it's really a pretty good deal. There are 4 software pieces that you can get to play Daisy Books. We have the Eclipse Reader, which is from IRTI. We have the Dolphin Easy Reader, which is the lowest priced at $45. There's the Victor Reader Soft, which is $79. And then the TPP Reader, which was the very first one to come out for $50. It's from the Swedish Braille and Talking Book Library. It is shareware, but we did have to put English language commands in it, and we do support it. So for that, the price is $50. We also have at our booth, if you need to re-up your membership or you want to register for the first time if you're new at being a blind person, I have information on how to do that in print. I have it in HTML and Word. And also, if you're interested in the Daisy Books, and I know you are, I have CDs at the booth that will give you the entire list as of May of all the Daisy Books that we have. More than 15,000 are in our library. We started out by converting some from analog, and now all our recording studios around the country are up and running and recording digitally. And for you know that we record with WAV file, or in WAV format, Then we crunch them to MP3s, and then using a software tool called Build, we are able to create those files and build them into a DAISY digital talking book. That means 10 or 11 cassettes worth of information on a single CD, 40 to 45 hours. Navigation like you've never had before in your life. Now, I'm a beep tone counter too, so I know why this is especially terrific. You can go immediately to the page. You can navigate by chapter. You can navigate also by section if that's how the particular book is designed. So it's just terrific. We're using DAISY 2.02. And those are sound files only. So Bookshare's version of VictorSoft is, of course, different because Bookshare files are text files. They're scanned text. We will continue to use human readers. We are also keeping analog tapes so that people who rely on those because they have free players from the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped also will have ways to play them back. Our books that are digital or DAISY format, you can find on our catalog, because they have the shelf number of AD, like Alpha Delta, or DT, like Delta Thomas. And the AD means it was an analog book. We made it into digital. And DT means it was digital table of contents. So if you use it on your computer and it's a newly recorded digital book, you would have the table of contents on there, accessible in print or in usable with a Braille display if you use a Braille display. But the rest of the book is, of course, a sound only. The table of contents is for navigation. And as far as giveaways go, we have little CD-shaped cases that are full of little Tic Tac mints. So when you get tired and thirsty from talking a lot, you can pop a little mint. And we also have CD cleaners, and those are useful for your DAISY CDs, of course. And then we have bags to put them in. So we're booth 37, easy to find. Donna and Anne-Marie are the people at the booth. Any questions? Yes?
Okay, here I come with the microphone.
Oh, yep, sorry. We can only serve you in the United States
now,
with...
What about the lawyers having a look at the free trade agreement?
Well, you know, today is the first day I've heard about that, so I'll be back in the office later next week, and I'm certainly going to bring that information back to our headquarters.
In actual fact, CDs can be copied as well as, cassettes can be copied as well as CDs.
Okay, I haven't read it. I know Mr. Scribner hasn't read it either, because this is the first we're hearing about it. So it's certainly great information, and I thank you for that. Thank you. Speaking of copyright information, if you haven't used us in a while and you're re-upping, you don't have to pay anything, but you do have to sign a copyright agreement, which, considering now everybody can copy CDs and the publishers know that, it's simply a intellectual property protection mechanism by which you agree that you and only you will use the books and you won't copy them or distribute them to anybody who is not an RFB&D member. So it's a pretty easy protocol. If you use this before 95, you know you're grandfathered, and there's no extra fees.
Question.
Yes, please.
The PTR1, does it record in MP3 2 or just DAISY or what is that?
Now you got me.
It
records in MP3?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, all our playback equipment plays DAISY books and MP3 files and commercial audio files. So I would say that it would play back MP3s. Guido Corona and George Kircher love theirs, so I'm not as technically savvy as they are or as you are, but I know that for people who are really, really sound freaks, they love their PTR1s. Okay.
Oh.
That's the same one you've got, right, John?
Yes.
Okay.
The Recordings for the Blind, I guess this year or maybe prior to that, implemented a pretty rigorous copy protection system on their DAISY CDs, and then I guess changed it this year for reasons which I vaguely understand. My concern is that as a professional, I might very well have a product like my PTR1 at home and want maybe a Victor VictorSoft at work so that I can read things on my computer. I don't want to have to get two DAISY books just because the copy protection is getting in my way. I guess my question is, can I get multiple players, have them keyed the same way so that I can use one copy of a book in multiple places? What really are my restrictions?
Oh, that's fine. Absolutely. If you're a member, once you you have the user access key installed on your playback devices that you've gotten from us, absolutely, you can play the same book on all the playback
devices. So I get the same access key no matter what?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, I speak from personal experience. I have all the software, and I have several hardware players myself.
And my
book works fine on all of them.
And if my hard drive crashes and I need to reinstall Windows, what do I do?
You need to call our technical support number.
and they give me an access key over again? Is that?
I think they can give you a website that you can go to download it. But I would call and check with them first, because that's a new question for me. And if you'd like, please come by booth 37, and I'll take your name and number, and I'll make sure I get that answer for you and call you back next week when I'm back in the office. Okay. Anyone else? Okay. Once again, I love being here, and I really appreciate your time and attention. We're booth 37. Thanks.